The news came at Wednesday morning's economic forecast breakfast meeting hosted by the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Leon County's population has begun a significant upswing, although that increase isn't expected to be even across the demographic spectrum.
A lot more on a percentage basis of older people, a lot less in the really young people. Expected in coming into Leon County between now and 2030.
That's a guy who knows something about economic forecasting. He's Dr. Jerry Parrish, chief economist and director of research at the Florida Chamber Foundation. And even though he sees the local population picking up more older folks than younger, he still foresees the bulk of all those new Tallahasseans needing to find work.
Under the median population forecast in 2020, we need to produce another 9,400 jobs. By 2030, almost 22,000 jobs. If you go with the high population forecast, and we're closer to the high than we are the median right now, I will tell you, it'll be between 23,000 and 46,000.
Parrish has high hopes those jobs can be created. For one thing, he sees an aging trend in the population as helping fuel job growth.
There's opportunities for people that are contractors that do aging in place. There's great opportunities to have, especially as our parents get too old to take care of themselves, to keep them in this community. And it actually, at the same time, provides jobs for young people coming out of nursing programs and several other programs in this area.
But Parrish is also seeing a flood of new businesses birthed by young entrepreneurs and raised to success in various new business incubators, such as Domi Station.
Leon County actually has taken some really good steps. I've noticed that they're an investor in Domi Station, which is a really interesting place. We just had a spinoff company bought, and the company is going to create a company here in Tallahassee because they bought a little company out of Domi Station.
That really excites Tallahassee Chamber President and CEO Sue Dick, especially since she sees an almost inexhaustible parade of dynamic young entrepreneurs being groomed at the city's institutions of higher learning.
We heard today about the students that are coming out of the master's programs that are staying here in Tallahassee. So it's all driven by talent and workforce, and that's why we continue to see such a positive growth in our community.
A growth that's accelerating beyond anything imaginable even 10 years ago. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.